Morning, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. Hey, we're giving away those Hawks tickets at 720. We're going to give away these Hawks tickets in just a couple of seconds here, so stay tuned for that. Got a pair of tickets for Friday's game to give away. Nick DiGiulio in for Steve Cochran. Now, as you know, the breaking news story and the big news story of the breaking moments right now, early in the morning we got news that North Korea claims that they have successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. And this obviously is of great concern. International reporter for ABC, Matthew McGarry, is with us. Matthew, how are you, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. North Korea's announcement that it has successfully tested a hydrogen bomb is being met with global condemnation this morning. What needs to be determined is if this test actually took place. North Korea is claiming that they successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. If this is true, it would signify a major upgrade to North Korea's nuclear capability, since a hydrogen bomb is significantly more powerful than an atomic bomb. Scientists say it can be up to 1,000 times more powerful than the kind of bomb dropped on Japan in World War II.
Wow, that is obviously significant. And the reaction has, you know, this is not the first time that they have claimed to have tested a hydrogen bomb. Is this the first time they've claimed to have actually successfully tested a hydrogen bomb?
This is the first time that they've claimed to have tested a hydrogen bomb.
Right.
This would be the fourth time that they've claimed to have tested some kind of nuclear device, the first time being in 2006 when they said that they successfully tested a nuclear bomb. Now, keep in mind that nobody knows for sure if they even have a nuclear bomb, and the United States is quite skeptical that they actually have one that works, but they claim that they have them, and they make threats, and from time to time they threaten to use them against the outside world. So these are threats that have to be taken seriously. So in response to today's news, the United States and Japan have called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council this morning in New York to discuss a course of action in response to the claims. South Korea, as you can imagine, is saying that the testing is a provocation. And even China, interestingly enough, which is North Korea's staunchest ally, was caught seemingly entirely off guard by this, saying that they were not notified that the test would take place. And Beijing this morning is saying that they are entirely opposed to this kind of testing.
Matt, if in fact it is proven that they did this and the test was successful, what are the UN's options? They can't just go in and start disarming them, but what options does the United Nations have at this point?
Well, the truth of the matter is their only options are further sanctions. I mean, they could take it to the extreme. They could invade North Korea. They could bring a military action. But that is very, very unlikely to happen. What's very likely to happen is that they will impose more sanctions against a country that's already an isolated nation. And as we know in the past, that sanctions have crippled the people of North Korea, but not seemingly the government. But they have to take this seriously. NATO is saying that this hydrogen bomb testing undermines international security. People are very concerned. And what's at the heart of the matter here is that if they have indeed tested successfully a hydrogen device, it would mean that they could make that small enough to fit into the top of an intercontinental ballistic missile. So instead of having to deliver this device by airplane, like in the past with atomic bombs, a hydrogen bomb can be made very powerful, very small, and those missiles can reach the mainland U.S., they can reach China, they can reach Russia. So even North Korea's staunchest allies saying they were not notified of this testing. They're very concerned. They're wondering why North Korea is doing this or claiming to have done this. So everyone's very concerned. They're going to have to take this extremely seriously.
How significant, Matt, is Beijing's reaction to this?
Well, it's very significant, and it's very interesting to see how these diplomatic communiques are worded. In the past, the reason that the West has had so much difficulty in dealing with North Korea is that China always stood behind North Korea, always opposed any kind of serious sanctions that they wanted to pass in the UN Security Council. So this morning that Beijing is condemning this action is very significant. Some people even speculating that this is signifying a new rift opening up between North Korea and China. China saying that they're threatened by this action and they won't stand for it.
Matt, okay, but any action that the UN does decide to take, whether it be sanctions or something more drastic, will North Korea care? I mean, they seem to be just defiant in proceeding with these tests.
It's a very bizarre country. It's a bizarre regime headed by Kim Jong-un. he and his father and before him and the grandfather before them have made a very successful dynasty out of creating an isolationist country, creating a paranoid feeling amongst their people, and trying to throw their weight around on the world stage, if you will, by announcing that they have these nuclear weapons, announcing that they intend to use them at any time, and threatening the outside world. Whether or not it's true, I guess, doesn't really matter at the end of the day. People have to be concerned about these kinds of threats, and they have to take them seriously and try and do something about it.
Kim Jong-un, in his New Year's speech, said he's ready for war. Again, being defiant, but then you get, of course, those from the West saying, how come we can't just go in and do what we need to do and disarm them? Or, you know, you get the extremists saying, just blow them away.
It seems like every year now there's some sort of event, some sort of threats from Pyongyang, and there are annual military exercises being held in South Korea, which are seemingly becoming an annual threat, you know, from North Korea. So, you know, people are getting used to these kind of provocations, but if North Korea truly has no allies left in the world, it could be interesting to see what would happen. I guess, you know, you might see some military action. As I said, that's highly unlikely at this stage. But I think people are going to get to the limits of their patience, and they're going to have to deal more directly with Kim Jong-un. And, you know, this is going to start the ball rolling. This morning's United Nations Security Council meetings are going to be very heated. The discussion, you can guarantee, is going to be very heated against North Korea.
Okay. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. Matt McGarry from ABC News.